Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting Skim. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Is she pooing or just screwing around? Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And Carter's pooping her dog. She getting ready?
Nope, she's chewing on a stick.
Okay.
She doesn't care.
This is what, week three or two?
Three.
You sure it's three?
I feel like it's four.
No, hasn't been a month. No way. I think it's like 2 weeks. Not even that. I bet we're coming up on 2 weeks here.
No, it would have been today. Today's Tuesday, so today's 2 weeks. That's what it
is. I have good news for you. The word on the street is...
It was 2 weeks last week. It's 3 weeks.
This breed quickly goes from, like, jump and bite puppy mode to soft, gentle, big, giant dog mode.
Giant loaf of dog.
Because they get so big, they got to move their bones around, and it changes their outlook on life.
Takes a lot of energy.
Look at her right now. She's hound-dogging it. She smells something.
She wants this.
What is that? What is that?
It's just a stick.
Oh, it looked like a beef stick.
No.
Just like she was like snapping into a Slim Jim there. Well, anyway, we're back. We got a show to do.
Well, hello there.
Kim just yawned. She won't admit it, but she just yawned, and that means...
Why wouldn't I admit that?
I don't know.
The end of the day. We're getting to the end here.
We are getting to the end of the day.
It's almost
dinner time.
This is the
end, my friend. My only friend. This is the
end. I roasted a chicken all day long for tonight.
Here's the good news. I asked Twitter for a bunch of questions,
cool,
so that we might have like a bit of a little Q&A episode today.
All right.
Because not a lot's changed since we last spoke. We haven't even eaten all the beef jerky you made last time we talked, which is probably good because, you know, that's going to clog every artery I have. Actually, it's very lean. I don't think it's really a problem.
It's a really lean.
It's not like, where is the fat better than the lean? I don't know.
Lean's better for jerky to make it really chewy, but...
Well, they always say don't eat burnt stuff. Because it's carcinogenic.
Smoked things. This isn't smoked.
Well, I thought it was like even if you had bread too long in the toaster, you're not supposed to eat that because it's burned things are bad.
Burnt. These aren't burnt. This is dried. Literally dried. No smoke there.
So
no.
This isn't one of those deals.
No.
Okay. Well, if somebody has clarity on that, why is the wind suddenly blowing?
Because you didn't want it to.
I just don't want it to mess the recording up. Sorry, I'm looking to see if it if it moves.
Mess.
Anyway, the recording. Anyway, so we asked for people's questions. I did it on Twitter this time, just before the show, about 15 minutes ahead of the show. She is going back there.
Oh, great! Right.
Oh, pee. She's peed.
Okay, good.
That's fine. Just the wafting scent of urine. Okay. It'll be fine. Okay. So,
first question.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready for this.
Surly statement. Oh, you know what? I got to get to the actual original tweet here. Okay, because I asked for, by the way, I said, do you have a probing question or a surly statement?
probing question. Wow. Yeah.
And here are the following answers to the question. Or these are the, whatever, these are the responses. Shoujo Beat, old friend of the program, you know her. Sarah, have you seen her before? At like BlizzCon, she has awesome hair.
Yes.
She's like the ultimate Animal Crossing player. She plays World of Warcraft. She gave me a ton of gold and WoW back in the day, way back in the day, which was the nicest. It was really nice. I think have some of her money left because I barely spend money.
Does she have a question or a statement for us?
She said, which restaurant do you enjoy getting curbside / takeout from?
Oh, we've tried a few.
Is it our Thai place? Is that our biggest?
Really like Red Basil in West Jordan. That's our Thai place.
Red Basil. We like, what's that? Carter found a new veggie burger place.
Oh, Plant B.
Plant B, which is like Plan B, but with a T, so Plant B, because it's plant-based.
It's plant-based burgers.
And it's like Impossible Burger, right, is the brand? Because there are only like two or three companies even making that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty good. Their fries were better than I expected.
They're really good, and I could eat anything on the menu, so I liked it.
Because potatoes are plant-based.
That was really good. That was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
We like Yummy's Korean Barbecue, too. We tried them.
They're good.
A takeout.
So they're far away. They're in... Well, not far away. They're half an hour away in Orem, Utah, which is a town 30 minutes from here.
Yeah. Okay. Scott's on his maps here. Theirs was really good because it was all seasoned, but it wasn't cooked yet.
Yeah.
So we were able to make Korean barbecue at home.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
It was good. I like that a lot. I'm trying to think of anything else that jumps out. I mean, we have a restaurant just up the road that we really like called the...
it's called Porch.
The Porch. Just Porch? Just not the Porch. Porch.
Correct.
And they have, like, really great kind of gourmet southern food ideas. But even they have a burger that is just... Oh,
that's because it's a pimento burger.
I think it has
pimento cheese on there.
We should. It's only $10. No.
Like 14. It's not
14?
14 with fries.
Oh, yeah, with fries. Bad. And their house fries are amazing.
Ugh, so good.
I feel like I'm eating actually something good
for
me.
And their servers are so great.
So those are some of our local favorites.
Pretty much across the board, just about anything.
But sometimes the kids, like Nick was over the other day doing his laundry, and him and Carter decided they would get Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Because that's new here. Everyone else has had it for ages, but we just got it.
We just got Shake Shack.
And they like the Shake Shack. And I will say this for Shake Shack, I haven't had their burger yet. I haven't had their shake yet, but I've had their fries. And I think their fries are amazing.
You just stole some of the kids' fries is all.
Oh, totally. Carter had some spicy ones in the fridge that were just like burned my head off, but
that's a good stealth.
Yeah, I am.
Stole them. That's totally where they went.
Well, like you've never eaten anything of mine in the fridge ever.
You're supposed to eat them with the cheese sauce.
Oh, no. The cheese sauce.
That's what you say. Anyway, next up we got Lady Monica Pumpkinface, aka Wicked Kitten 13. You know Monica from BlizzCon. Yes. She says, "Tell Kim I miss hanging out with her at BlizzCon this year."
Oh, I miss BlizzCon this year.
On that note, Carter, you'd be interested in this as you wait for your dog to eternally never poo. They're going to do a BlizzCon online thing in February, and they announced it officially. Guess what they're calling it?
What?
BlizzCon Line.
Oh, boy.
So they've put online.
BlizzCon Line.
And con of BlizzCon, and they've just used the same
Everybody
two
understands.
Ons.
As soon as you said it out loud.
And I, listen, I've loved Blizzard and their games for a lot of years. I have a lot of friends there, a lot of respect, a lot of love. But that is a colossally stupid name.
One.
It's dumb.
They're trying their best.
Are they?
I don't know.
That feels like someone came up with that at 11
o'clock.
I want to
see the logo, because the logo could make it.
The logo could make it.
I miss you, too.
Kim misses you as well, Monica, as if you didn't hear it suddenly. Now I'll tell you again. All right. Thomas Chambers wrote in. I was wondering if Kim listens to podcasts. Any of Scott's or from other sources? Any podcast you would recommend? Loving Skim and glad we get to hear more of Kim.
Oh.
It's easy to say
that
Sklim.
That was very nice.
It's a lot of Kims in there, so
But Sklim. I'm sorry to disappoint. I really don't listen to podcasts.
She doesn't.
I don't.
It's not her thing.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm cleaning or cooking, I usually crank up the Crystal Method.
I
don't listen to podcasts at all.
Sorry, Carter was approximating something like Tai Chi.
I have listened to podcasts with you on road trips.
Oh, yeah. Kim, it's not that Kim won't listen to them. I think it's, you know what
it's
I think it is?
It's not that I dislike them. I just get moving around too much.
I don't think you have a world where headphones make sense for you as much. I bought you like this really nice pair of over-the-head cans for Christmas once, and you barely worn them.
I know. I only do them whenever I go on, like, long walks, things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm still wanting music. I need the tempo.
Kim needs music.
Con.
Con.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's just not a headphones or earbuds person. And as a result, the rest of her world needs her to answer questions and things. So I get away with putting headphones in my head and just sort of drifting off someplace. And people will be like, Scott, Dad, hello, hello, what?
Hello, we're talking to you.
But especially not anything I make. Why would you want to listen to any of that?
I hear most of it, or at least one-sided.
But you hear one part of it.
I hear TMS every morning through the house.
Or Kim will bring down, she brought down today something.
Oh, it was a yogurt.
Homemade yogurt. Can we talk about homemade yogurt for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I had real concerns about that.
Why?
I still am not sure how I feel about it.
Okay.
But I know it tastes fine. I'm just concerned because it seems like the kind of thing no regular people should make on their own.
I made this growing up all the time.
You made it growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They have yogurt makers out there that you can buy the container, like make your own yogurt. It's a big thing. It's just simpler to go and buy individual containers.
Real quick, Carter, she's pooped twice today with me. Does that make a difference?
No.
She should still poo after dinner?
Let me add, though, that everything in your yogurt this morning I made at some point.
Well, like, your mom made the...
The granola.
The granola.
But then
I cooked
it.
Homemade.
Yeah. Right, it's homemade granola. I made the yogurt, just a plain yogurt. And then I put on top of that peaches that I canned last year from my dad's garden.
Mom gets quieter when she talks about food. You notice this?
You get quieter when I talk about food?
Yeah, your voice goes lower.
A little bit lower.
When you talk about food.
Oh, I thought you meant like quieter.
No, like on for the show. Your voice, like talking earlier, you were like projecty. And then as soon as you started talking about the food you make, you tend to
pull. Because I get really comfortable and I just kind of talk. Like I'm not used to talking into a microphone.
It's fine. Hopefully people can hear it just fine and they're not complaining.
Don't be rude.
I'm not being rude.
It does sound rude.
I'm not being rude.
Carter shakes her head. Yes, see?
Hey, it's kind of nice having a dog with a long tail.
That was rude.
It's covering her butthole.
Nice deflection.
That was a serious deflection.
Where do you think Taylor got it? All right. Anyway, I just wanted to say that it's very good, but when I eat it, I'm just nervous because it's yogurt. It feels like it's going to be a problem. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why, because it's, you know, milk and...
It's milk and yogurt. That's it.
Well, what's yogurt?
So it's
bad
got the
milk.
Live cultures. No, it's not bad.
I thought that's what yogurt is.
No. It's just living. It has live cultures.
Well, what's
in it.
Cheese then?
That's bad milk.
No, it isn't bad either.
Oh, that's bad milk.
But in like a really particular way.
Oh, I see. In a good way. It's
all right,
good,
so
bad milk.
Yogurt is, okay, it's culture, live culture.
But you liked it.
Oh, yeah. And the peaches you put in there, great. No problem.
Canned
you also
those.
Put some kind of plant-based sweetener in there. That was nice.
Yep.
Because it was a little tart.
Before, yeah, you didn't like it as much before.
Yeah, I liked it a lot more today.
Because I added a little bit of stevia and you liked it. It was just a very small amount because too much will make it taste bitter.
I guess what I'm saying is if a neighbor or a friend brought over a big bucket of homemade yogurt, I probably wouldn't eat it.
I don't think I'd eat anything out of a bucket.
You know what I mean? Like or even a regular container that you would trust. I would
but
be like,
I made it for you,
yeah.
And so you trusted it. Okay.
I do now.
I see.
Yeah, I didn't die, so I'm good.
You'll try anything once?
Worm wrote in, spelled W-I-R-M-E.
Worme.
Says, recently had my first jambalaya, and I loved it. Something else from your part of the world I've been intrigued by since Deep Space Nine is gumbo. Because in that show, Sisko's like...
He's from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah,
he's from New Orleans.
He talks about it.
Right? Do I have that right? It's another wrong character.
I believe, yeah. No, it's Sisko.
Okay. Well, it's not Quark or Odo, but...
Because his son goes back when he's all old.
Okay, that fly seriously went up my nose, you guys. And that's probably what the great-great-great-grandson of the fly I would have had up my nose last week when we recorded over there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, gumbo. Want to do it?
I like gumbo.
Let's do it.
I have my grandma's chicken gumbo recipe.
What about the crab one you guys always did for Thanksgiving?
That one. Yeah, it's a seafood gumbo. That one.
Oh.
But the hard part is seafood gumbo here. Where do you get your seafood that you feel good about?
You buy crab. You do that?
Yes. I can make it. I remember back when my aunt used to make it for Christmas. We had made it for Christmas every year. Oop. And even there in Mississippi, to make a really big pot for, I don't know, we had a lot of people that came over for Christmas. It was still about $100 a pot to make.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there.
Even there where it's like
abundant. Where it's abundant. So it would be
expensive. We could substitute for, you know, I don't know, can you put like tuna in there?
And it may be because she put, I mean, it was a really big pot and it was a lot of.
There were whole crabs in it.
Blue crabs and, yeah.
Were they living when they go in or are they killed before they go in?
I think those were killed before they go in.
Carter, how do you feel about killing of the crabs?
The killing of the crabs.
Unfortunately, it leads to the eating of the crabs.
Yeah, it does. And you like crab
so
meat.
Love the crab.
Carter makes exception for crabs and fish.
I think we could try it, but we'd have to make a smaller batch.
When we get to the great...
You make me sound like such a hypocrite.
No, when we go to the great animal killing judgment in the sky, I'm going to be surrounded by spiders and frogs or whatever. I don't know what I killed. Probably some frogs. Just every animal you can think of. Smaller than a cat.
The gerbils
I've
are
never
be yelling at you.
No, I never killed the gerbils.
Yeah, but they're going to be mad at you for leaving them.
That one time I left them in
the dust to get in there.
Yeah, they got poisoned and ate each other. But yeah,
it's
maybe I'll get in trouble for that. But Carter will be standing there, and all that will be there is a bunch of fish, a couple of lobsters, tons of crabs, or at least their legs. You're in trouble with the fish kingdom.
The crabs are going to be pissed.
Yep. And Lord Aquaman will be sitting on a chair going... I banish you to 14 days of going to a place that's scary.
Wow.
That'd be your judgment.
Okay.
From Aquaman?
Aquaman. He's in charge of the fish.
He's not very specific, is he?
You're going to the place.
You're going to the place. All right. Next up. Damn freaking thing. Go away. Glad you liked your jambalaya, and a lot of people have enjoyed it also lately, I've heard, or I've read.
Really?
I've heard.
People
I've heard,
have tried
heard the
it?
Rumors, yeah.
It's pretty dang good.
Speaking of earbuds, Kim, let me introduce you to a great brand. You may have heard of them before. Raycon. Yeah, that's right. So I listen to almost everything I listen to with headphones on in some way or another.
And even he listens to everything all day long.
I love music. I love podcasts. I like audiobooks. I like those things that I've mentioned. And how do I do them? Well, right now... I spend a lot of time with these earbuds in my head, these Raycon earbuds, which you might also like. Best way to listen, pair premium earbuds, especially if you can't find them for very good deals. You need a good pair for cheaper, right? That's a bad way of saying that these are affordable is what I'm trying to say. I highly recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon for that reason. So they're really great. We've teamed up with them, and they're offering 50% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Unlike some of your wireless earbud options out there, they're both stylish and discreet. No dangling wires, no stems. I call them danglers. No danglers to distract people during video calls. Carter over there, she's on Zoom calls all the time for school and work. Nobody wants to see what's hanging out of your ear. A pair of wireless earbuds from Raycon will take care of that. Anyway, celebrities like Snoop Dogg, J.R. Smith, Mike Tyson. These people love Raycon. Even Rich the Kid. You know who that is?
Richard
the Kid. Anyway, they're pretty great. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds that work for you. The company was co-founded by Ray J, by the way, so some more celebrity endorsement. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, more compact design, and a nice noise-isolating fit. So, for a limited time, that's an important part here. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Make sure to check it out right now while the deal's running. That's buyraycon.com/skim. Okay.
Awesome.
You're on your phone now. How come you're on your phone?
Because I was taking a picture of Carter, who's sitting on top of the table.
Don't take a picture of me.
Are you waiting for her to still go? Okay.
Yeah.
That dog's kind of the worst dog. No, you can stay here all you want.
No, she's not.
No, she's a pretty good dog. All right. I got another one for you. You ready for this one?
Yep.
Jesse Call says, I second the beef jerky recipe question. So somebody asked about a beef jerky recipe. I'm not to them yet because apparently...
Ooh, I do have a recipe for you. If they want one.
If you guys want one, we shall put it where? Where you want to post it? You know what? Let's put it on the Frog Pants.
Right up here.
Let's put it on the Frog Pants blog.
Okay.
So you write it up. Give it to me. I'll post it.
Can do.
All right.
We'll get it out there. It's really easy and really good.
Liz Gum says, sorry, that name threw me for a minute. Because in my head I saw Gump, like Forrest Gump. We've talked to Liz 100 times, but there's something about her last name right then that made me think of Forrest Gump. And in my head, he's running out of the football field and out into the street.
And now you have a glimpse into the world of Scott.
Those are two different scenes, right? I don't know why I do that. It's all mixed up. Also, I had a tiny nap today. And when I woke up, a whole new world would not stop playing in my head.
Could not stop singing it. Every time he would just start singing it.
A magic place for you
listen,
and me.
Listen, Kermit.
Everybody loves Raymond singing it.
Hi. Anyway, she says, love you guys a lot. Listening to Skim makes me smile in these dark times. They're kind of our dark times right
now. Yeah,
kind
of.
Makes us smile to make it, though, Liz, so thank you for that. She says, would love to hear more from Kim. Love you too, Scott, but... listening to Kim, she sounds like she could be a lot like me. Oh, that's cool. Well, that's part of the deal. More from Kim.
More from Kim. What do you want to hear, people?
There's only an S in Skim. Her whole name is in it. We didn't call it Sklim.
We called it Skimberly.
No,
Skimberly.
Skimberly. That still just has my S in it. All right. Well, anyway. I bet you would. I bet you guys would be fast friends, Liz. You guys would hang out and have fun.
Yeah, if we could maybe ever hang out again.
Yeah, if we can get to a place where we can do that again, that'd be awesome.
That would be great.
Steve Manns. Sorry, why are people's last names cracking me up?
I don't know.
It's a normal name. I don't know what my problem is. He wrote in, says, should one hire an interior decorator or purchase some DIY books on the subject? Or I'll even add to that, why
what
not
subject?
Just use YouTube or something? For do your own... work in the house job. So let's say, oh, I really want to put a French door here where there isn't one. Would you,
that
what would you do?
That all depends on who you know.
What if you don't know anyone? Would you do books? Would you hire somebody?
I would hire someone if I didn't have anyone to at least give me some foresight.
Because you'd be nervous about it?
Well, yeah, you're talking about making sure your house is secure at the end of the day. And if you go to put in a French door and you don't do it right, there could be some serious... problems.
We know the French are very insecure. No, nice. I tend to agree, except it's because I just don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
To the point that I would be really nervous trying it myself, and then I'm afraid I would foul it up worse, and somebody would come, like that episode of Fawlty Towers, and just
like,
find
sir.
Out that your I-beam is wrong, and you now the weight of the whole house is broken, and you're breaking OSHA violations, or whatever you do.
This is why it works when I call either my dad or my brother.
Yeah,
or my brother-in-law.
Her brother-in-law, brother, and dad are all super crafty this way. My dad was awesome this way. I did not inherit those genes.
Maybe it's just because I'm a student, but I like my immediate reaction is YouTube.
Is YouTube? Well, yeah, that's a lot of people.
There's a lot of. I think that YouTube for certain things. It depends on what it's for.
I'll bet you can find anything.
I think you can. You just want to make sure there's. It's a good YouTube channel.
If you want to watch a one-eyed, three-armed person who's a self-proclaimed Nazi but also loves baby chicks build his own countertop in his kitchen, I'll bet it's out there. That's how diverse you're going to find.
Yeah, but do you really
want to? I don't want the Nazi part. No, sir, I don't. Clovis wrote in. This sounds like someone from your hometown.
Isn't Clovis from The Simpsons?
No, that's Cletus.
There's a Cletus on Simpsons.
Cletus.
Clovis, though.
Clovis.
His father. I don't know.
There is no Clovis on The Simpsons. Not on The Simpsons.
There is.
There's not.
Look
it up.
Look it up.
Look it up. We have the internet.
I will say, if you have anyone you can ask that does know what they're doing, I would ask them. Anybody you know that's in construction, if you're, I mean,
yeah,
I guess it depends on the project.
Get advice from real people.
I've done things without YouTube. I've replaced a sink. I've replaced a faucet, a light fixture. But when it comes to exterior things like doors, I think you want to make sure that gets done really well.
Who would you go to if you were trying to fix relationships? Like if you were like, oh, my husband's just not working out. And
family,
I'm literally not working
therapist.
Out. Family therapist. All right. Here's Clovis. Clovis says, I'm trying not to do this in an accent that I believe Clovis would have. So I'm trying really hard not to do that. We're deciding as a family if we should get a dog, in parentheses, a golden retriever.
Cool.
Two kids, grade school and middle. Just informed one is available, and we're on the list. Help, should we do it? Signed, currently petless. Yes, the answer is yes.
A dog can be great.
What are you pointing at?
She's
got this really large stick.
She's running around.
She's a hunting
really
dog.
Really big stick.
So, I think so, because I love dogs. I love them, and they make my life better. And Kim gets frustrated with my dog because she's stupid, but
well, she's
I also
just
love her.
Super high energy. And any puppy is super high energy, but sometimes when they get older, they're not as high energy. Rainer has not changed from day one. She's super high energy.
You're right. She probably hasn't changed much.
A golden retriever is a great family dog.
She just took the sweetest little nap with me, though.
I will say, if you have any problems with a lot of hair, your golden retriever is going to leave a lot around.
Oh, yeah. That's a hairy dog.
And if that's going to drive you crazy,
but they're so loyal and loving, and they're beautiful dogs. I mean, a golden retriever is like
they are. They
gold
really are.
Standard for not no pun
they're
intended.
Beautiful
of dogs. Although I really turned on this.
Just be ready to vacuum a lot more often and use lint rollers on all your clothing
and to bathe your dog a lot.
If you bathe your
clumpy?
Bathe your dog a lot.
Yeah, they can get like
what's clumpy
like mats and stuff.
Oh, matted hair. Yeah. Matting's bad. I've had matting dogs.
I would say yes to a dog. Make sure it's the right dog for you. If you live in a tiny apartment, that might be really hard.
And if there's a Reimer Weiner available, Reiner Weimer. What is it?
Weimer Reiner.
Reimer Weiner.
Weimer
Weimer.
Reiner.
Weimer Reiner.
Oh my gosh.
Carl Reiner. Well, he died. Rest in peace. Anyway.
But a dog is a great thing for kids.
Yeah, dogs are the best. It's and kids, awesome. Man, kids love dogs. Are you kidding? They got to have a dog growing up. Clovis, let us know how it goes. Here's Jack with a surly statement. Why do you have to record on a phone with such bad sound quality while eating in the background? It's horrible. Well, we're not eating. And we're not...
I think we were at one point, though.
Yeah.
We were last time we recorded with Carter.
Yeah, we did. And we told you, we warned you as we were going. No, we know. We know this isn't the same as a warm studio mic. We understand that.
We've done that.
But that's not the point. The point of this is the more intimate, hey, look at us. Together
really?
Outside.
Hey, look
phone.
At us. We're eating.
No. I'm just saying you're getting the raw business here. This
you're
is
getting
not,
the Johnsons.
You're getting
the
raw
we
Johnson.
Really
Johnson.
Are.
Experience.
Stop saying that.
What, raw Johnson? You're getting the raw Johnson. That's the new name of my podcast coming out
oh,
next
no.
week. The raw Johnson. I just tell it like it is.
Please don't.
Right? There's no reason anyone would take that wrong. Or
I apologize
weird.
For the chewing and the clanking of forks, but we'll try not to do that anymore.
Yeah, we won't eat it anymore. But we do really like, we like recording outside, and we like the relaxed nature of it all. And
yeah,
these aren't. This isn't bad.
We're
Give
not going to record in a blizzard out in the backyard. So we'll
plus,
be inside then.
What he's talking about, I listen to this every time. It's fine. It's outdoor recording. It doesn't sound bad. It's not like tinny and crappy. It's still even in stereo.
It's
for
fine.
Sakes.
All
right.
Heaven's sakes.
Jack, you're being picky. Abra D, how do you balance adult life and time for goofing around? I don't make a distinction. Just do it all together.
I was going to say, Scott's pretty goofy all the time.
Just be both all the time. When you have to be serious, keep a little bit of the goof
with
you. I
mean, when do you have to be really serious? In a meeting, yes.
I had a meeting today. I had a meeting today. It's supposed to be very serious. But I threw in a little goof. It's okay.
I think you can mix it pretty
evenly. I think we should mix it. I think society's too pent up. We need to let it out, man. Be goofy. Drew.
What a Drew.
How have you handled talking about the election and politics in your family? Found anything that helps keep it productive and positive? Those are two funny words. Productive and positive. No, it's hard.
It's really hard.
We don't like it. We hate it. We hate everything
like
about
it. We talking about
it.
But we don't have too many... I mean, we don't have, like, family
have,
discussions and arguments
no.
with our just our family.
No, we
but
don't
I think
fight.
If we went outside of us and our children, it could get ugly.
Well, it could because nobody's doing anything in good faith. Everybody's coming from a place of bias. And when I say that, I realize that even we are from whatever our biases happen to be. And they're going to be different than other people. So I've come to this thing. I had this coming to Jesus moment today on with Justin's
that?
Segment. Because Justin comes on Tuesdays and we talk about politics. I'm from here and through November, I'm going to look at everything about this like I would a... kind of like covering a sports league playoffs kind of thing. I'm just going to look at it from a numbers point of view.
I'm sorry, but everyone isn't keeping the rules, so it doesn't really work
but
that
that's,
way.
I understand that, but I can't make them. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
I'm. What's the 12-step thing where you give up control of things you can't control and then know the difference between that and the one you can?
You're talking about AA program?
Yeah, the 12-step program.
Yes.
One of them is help me know the stuff I can't control, and then be real smart about the things I can probably do something about.
But know the difference.
Then know the difference. And the power to know the difference. Or no, the knowledge, the wisdom. The wisdom to know the difference.
Someone is definitely going to call you on this.
Probably Jack, because he thinks it won't sound as good. But yeah, no, I... what was my point?
Politics.
Politics. Oh, yeah, we just... I've given up. This sounds defeatist, but I've just kind of... It's not giving up. It's me...
Realizing
gonna do my civic duty. I'm going to vote.
You're going to... Yep.
I'm going to...
All of our children are going to vote.
We're
going to
all
push
do our
that.
Thing. Whether you think we're voting for the right guy or not, I don't care anymore. I don't care about anything. Because I can't
do...
I can't change anything.
Do what you can do.
And like, if an article comes on the TV... Sorry, if something comes on TV or like an article on the web and I see it and it's meant to invoke, you know, an emotion, like
I feel like all of them.
I know they are. They are. It's a problem. So when I see those from now on, I'm just going to move the frick on.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right.
I'm done getting manipulated by everybody all over the place everywhere. Carter doesn't believe me, but I'm serious.
I need to make that choice and just move on. I need to let it all go.
Carter thinks
I
can't let it go.
I get super frustrated and I get really angry and then I get really pissed off at this one and then I'm like, I need to only read good news.
Carter, you're like that little kid. I don't watch the news, that kid.
I don't watch the news.
Yep. How's the doodle wall coming, asks Lyad Hain or Leah. How would you say the doodle wall's coming?
It hasn't been lately.
Whose fault is that?
Not mine. Do you need me to nag you some more about it?
No, but Carter and I, now that you're back here, we need to finish that.
Yeah. Let's get going on that doodle wall. It's pretty big already, but it's not finished by any means.
Nick Style, Sky, says, funniest parenting moments. That's too hard to narrow down. Carter locking
Carter
herself in a dog kennel eating
say,
a block of cooking chocolate was pretty funny.
Yep, that was pretty great.
You could fit in Ripley's.
You could fit in Ripley's. We could redo that photo.
I know this is a small thing, but we have video of it, so I'm reminded of it. Your dog's eating something. I don't know what.
It's a stick.
Probably its own fecal discharge. There was one time we all went fishing,
mm-hmm.
and they were all very little.
I bought all of them fishing rods that were for them.
Yeah,
so
Nick's was like
Bob,
SpongeBob.
I think it was Bob the Builder.
Was it Bob the Builder?
Maybe it was SpongeBob. I don't remember.
There was a Bob involved. We know that.
There was Bob.
Mine was SpongeBob.
You had SpongeBob?
Oh, it was Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. Because Nick loved Bob the Builder, he used to say. Anyway, Carter, Bob the Builder, SpongeBob. She's got her SpongeBob one, and Taylor's 6 or 7 or
she's
8.
She's probably got a purple one.
It was Barbie.
And she's got a Barbie,
Barbie
one.
I don't know why I remember this.
And they're all out fishing because they wanted to go fishing.
We're sitting on
and
the pier
at
Utah
Taylor,
Lake.
I said, Taylor, how's it going? It's fine, Dad. Like, she was being all, like, teenager-y already. I said, okay, cool. And I said, Carter, how's it going? And he looked at me and went, you don't even think he said anything. You were just so excited
just
to be
smiled.
There.
You're
you smiling.
You were so excited.
Like, your face is going to split in half. You're smiling so hard. And these are all perfectly their personalities. I get to Nick, and he just looks at me confused and says, when's the fishing coming?
Okay.
So that's a fun... That's one that always sticks out in my head. There's a lot. There's too many.
When we go through pictures or videos of the kids, that's when they
that's
all
when you, remember.
You remember them all.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun.
Stuff jumps out that way. It's a good idea.
We need to do more of that then during this downtime.
Here's the next thing. Mask On is his name.
Ooh, I like that.
His real name is Robert Queener. He says, what is your beef jerky recipe? Oh, this is the one from the other guy was seconding.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got to put it up.
Yep, I'll get that up.
Don't
tonight.
Worry.
I can give it to you as soon as we're
Bobby
done.
Queener. What was it?
What is your deal with people's names today?
I don't know what my problem
you
is.
You need to be nice.
Oh, there have been a couple of extras here.
Oh, all right. New ones?
Let's see. Oh, is this not in order? Okay. Carlos, is Kim still watching Lucifer and why Scott isn't?
I finished Lucifer. Totally fun.
Kim loved it.
I'm really close to the end of Haven. I'm on the 5th season.
Kim loves Haven.
I started Warehouse 13.
Oh, yeah, because
someone
recommended last
that.
Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Warehouse it's 13. Super fun so far, but I'm not very far. I'm like
you,
the second
did you,
episode.
Have we met the character I was telling you about that was from that episode of Star Trek, that weird kind of short, tubby guy with the beard?
He's on the first episode, yeah.
Yeah, I like
he's
him.
He's on the whole thing.
He's like the Professor X.
I can't remember his name. Character. But yeah, it's really fun. I'm having fun with it so far.
All right.
And I kind of watch it when Scott's doing shows or prepping or whatever he needs to do for another show. Because, yeah, we're not watching anything together at the moment.
At the moment, no.
We've had a lot more shows lately.
I mean, the shows I've been watching are ones you wouldn't like. I finished The Outsider, the Stephen King adaptation on HBO. Yeah. You would not have liked it. I loved it.
You would not have liked it.
I don't think you would have liked it.
Carter's walking past us with the dirtiest feet. It's like when she was a kid.
Okay, that's literally your life.
My dog was digging and I had to brush it back into the hole.
Yeah, but your entire life has been dirt feet.
Dirty barefoot feet.
We should have named you Dirt Feet.
Wow.
Dirt Feet Johnson.
I think that'll do it for today's questions. Thank you all for submitting them.
Yes, thanks for
that. That's fun to do that once in a while. We'll do like a little question blast on a few episodes.
I never know what the questions are ahead of time.
No.
So it's kind of funny to... Kim, they're just kind of all over the map. I love it.
Because Kim also doesn't use social media the way we all do.
No, it's true.
She's probably the smart one, but...
Shit to do all the time.
Oh, look at us with the PG-13 rating.
Hey, got stuff to do all the time, so I am not on there. And I'm kind of considering just completely getting off of Facebook.
It's okay. Facebook sucks.
My personal account.
There's nothing you need to do on there.
Yeah. I may get rid of that and start up my Geek Food account.
Should
more.
We hint what you and Carter are working on?
That's enough.
You just
hint.
Did.
So I think Kim's going to spin Geek Food up again, and I know that because they filmed an episode and are actually going to. When are you doing the narration?
So you're just giving all of it away.
Then. Oh, well, yeah. What else am I doing?
I don't know.
Also going to go. They've got a secret project.
Why not?
It might involve the word C and ends with a G. Cooking. I can't believe I confused you just now. But anyway.
We're working on something right now. Carter and I are working on
a video possible thing and all that.
Yeah.
And if that happens.
We're going to pilot it a bit.
Expect to see it.
We're playing around with the ideas.
We'll put it on the Frog Pants YouTube channel.
Yeah, I may start up my Facebook and Instagram, just the Geek Food stuff, and get rid of my personal stuff because I'm not.
All I use on Facebook is work stuff anyway, talking to the community and things. I don't use it for anything else. If I did, I'd go crazy over there.
Yeah. Every it's once too crazy right now.
She likes digging now, by the way. That's got to stop.
I'm working on it.
Carter's working on it over there.
You and your farmer dog.
She kicks all the dirt back into the hole.
Dog belongs on a plantation, man. Not a plantation. They don't have those anymore. What was it called?
She just needs a dog park at the moment. I'm going to take her over to the dog park tonight.
Oh, you are tonight?
Yeah.
Nice.
She needs it.
That's very good of you.
She can run. We're learning to fetch. That's kind of a fun thing to learn.
Well, how about the dog, though? Just kidding. Sorry. All right. Go get me a sandwich. And see, if you went and got me a sandwich, then fetching is working. All right.
Lovely.
I think we're done. Have we done it all? That's it.
We've done it all.
We've done it
we've
all.
We've done everything. We've solved we've all the problems.
We've had it all. Just like Bogey. Do you know that song?
Okay.
You don't know that one?
That's
all
right.
We had it all. Come on.
She can't sing it if she's never heard it
just
before.
Like Bogey and McCall. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Send us email, scott@frogpants.com. You can also reply on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. And you can find all the other stuff at frogpants.com/skim. And I think that's it. In final words?
Get the golden retriever.
Get the golden retriever, Clovis. See you later.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Thanks to Raycon for what?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.